Welcome back. When we left, we crossed a reference to giants in the land of Canaan, how there were giants in the north, and perhaps these giants were, 8 foot, 10 foot, maybe even 12 foot tall men. You know, they were fairly big men, and they would be referred to as giants. And, which made me think of what I believe is a teaching that is an error out there. And the reference, of course, is to Genesis chapter 6. And I'll just read it here at verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, and that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose." And so what's going on here? You know, then you have this teaching that comes about to say that the sons of God were actually angels who came down and they mated with women and had giants and so forth. Well, I don't see any of that here in the scripture. If you take this into context, we're only talking about men and women and the daughters of men here. "And the sons of God saw that the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose." So what is really going on here? It means that men started choosing their own wives. What I really see here is a change, not in obedience to parents. That's gone, because the men are choosing for themselves. So we see disobedient to parents. Another thing I would call this is the beginning of the idolatry of romance, even before Rome began. But the whole idea of the goddess worship, of worshiping women and seeking after women for their looks. Because the key phrase here is, they saw the daughters of men that they were fair. So they started to look on the appearance of women. This was a big change. This is the beginning of the worship, or of goddess worship, or the worship of the flesh, or the body, or the appearance. And they took them wives of all they chose, so they chose them by the way they looked. So they began to worship the appearance of the woman. And that's what's really going on here. That's the change. And he says, And the Lord said, and Yahuwah said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh." And it goes on, his days shall yet be 120 years. He's going to limit. And then we have this phrase, "There were giants in the earth in those days." Well, see, this is not tied to the previous phrase. It doesn't say, "And the result of these unions were giants." Now, if it said that, "And the result of these unions were giants," well, then we'd have to take a second look. But it doesn't say that. It says there were giants in the earth in those days. "And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, that they bore children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth." It doesn't say, "And God saw the wickedness of these hybrids," because there's no mention of hybrids here. There's no mention of angels. It's just that they have taken this phrase, the sons of God. You know, if I say the sons of God today, do you think of angels? No. Who are the sons of God today? Who were the sons of God then? They were the men who were supposed to be following God. But there's a change here. They started looking on the appearance of women. So, you know, if we're using scripture to interpret scripture, I can't really go there. And then see, now, if this was the giants then where did the giants come from after the flood? Where did these big men come from? Well, they also had to be of the sons of Noah. And you remember that all men are of the same gene pool. They all came from the original man and woman. All the sons of Noah and their wives, they all were descendants, so that they would have giants. And well, yes, there are very few giants today in the earth, but there are a few. They don't get as big as they used to. And like I said, get that video series by Kent Hovind. And, you know, anyone who doesn't have that in their library, all I can say is shame on you. If your children aren't watching this, if you aren't giving this to the families of your grandchildren, these videos, there's no excuse. You can get them for us for practically cost, all 8 videos for, you go to the shopping page at the network there, and you can get them. Or I believe you can even watch them free on the internet. But this is, you can make copies. The copyright says you can make copies. Just, you know, copy them completely. And so you can make copies of all the DVDs and give them away to your families if you can't afford to buy them a set. We'll make copies for you. Like I said, it practically costs, it's a little chore making them, but we're glad to do it to get it out. Not really in business to make any money by selling them. Like I said, it's kind of a chore and it's one more thing to do. So I'd rather you get a copy or a set from me and then make more copies and give them away to your children and your grandchildren. So all I can say, like, shame on you if you don't have these in your library, because these are invaluable tools for training up your children and teaching them the truth about history and about, you know, all of these things that our good friend Kent Hovind worked many years to bring out in these videos. And on top of that, they're very entertaining. So do get those, and you can learn about giants and how giants, or they have found bones all over the earth, all over the world, that were post-flood of giants, or people who lived to be, you know, 8, 10, and I think even up to 12 feet tall. So, and it's all there for you. But they don't teach you that in the public school system, because it kind of goes contrary to their evolution theory. Because the evolution theory says that we were small and we're getting bigger and better. But the creation account from the Bible says that we were perfect in the beginning, and that everything is kind of slowly falling apart in our age span. Our lifespan is getting shorter, and we're getting smaller and more prone to disease as the gene pool gets more and more corrupt, and as we pollute ourselves with bad diets and so forth, and on it goes. So you'll see the opposite there. Anyway, back to our reference in Joshua. And if you want more, I think I cover that a little more in depth as I went through Genesis chapter 6. So you can refer to my Genesis study at my website, crosstheborder.org, if you want to learn more about that chapter 6 reference and more about what I believe about that, if I haven't explained it well enough. So anyway, chapter 18, verse 16, and the border came down to the end of the mountain that is before the valley of the son of Hinnom, and which is in the valley of the giants on the north. So they had some pretty big people up there living on the north, you know, perhaps a tribe of giants, or people 7, 8, you know, 9 feet tall. Who knows? They don't tell us how tall they were. And, of course, we know that those giants existed even in the time of David, because they had one that they constantly put out there as their warrior. What was the guy's name? The giant that David slew? Anyway, that guy. Okay, 17. And was drawn from the north, and went forth to En Shemesh, and went forth to Geliloth, which is over against the going up of Adunim, and ascended to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben, and passed along toward the side over against Arabah, northward, and went down to Arabah, and the border passed along to the side of Beth Hogla, northward, and the outgoings of the border were at the north bay of the Salt Sea at the south end of Jordan. This was the south coast. And Jordan was the border of it on the east side. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, by the coast thereof round about, according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, and Beth Hogla, the valley of Keziz, Beth Araba, and Zemaraim, and Bethel, and Avim, and Perah, and Ophrah, and Kephar Hamani, and Ophni and Geba, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon and Ramah and Beeroth and Mizpah and and Kephiroth and Mozah and Rechem and Irpeel and Terelah and Zelah and Elah, Aleph and Jeb Uzi, which is Jerusalem, and Gibeath and Kirjath, 14 cities and their villages. This is in their inheritance of the children of Benjamin according to their families. Okay, we've got a lot of dividing up, a lot of surveying and legal descriptions of the lands and who they belong to. So it's nice to find something else to talk about in between sometimes, like giants and inheritance statutes and marriage statutes and so forth. Anyway, we're at chapter 19 and verse 1. And the second lot came forth. We're only in the second of seven lots here. So I'll get through it as quick as I can. The second lot came forth to Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families and their inheritance, was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. And they had in their inheritance Beersheba and Sheba and Moladah and Hazar Shuel and Baala and Azem and El Tolad and Bethuel and Hormah and Ziklag and Beth Macarboth and Hazar Susah and Beth Leboath and Sharuhen, 13 cities and their villages, Ain, Ramon, and Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities and their villages, and all the villages that were round about these cities to Baalath, Beer, and Ramath of the south. This is the inheritance of the tribes of Simeon according to their families. Out of the portion of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, and her inheritance within the inheritance of them. And the third lot came up for the children of Zebulun according to their families, and the border of their inheritance was unto Sarid, and the border went up to the sea of Meralah, and reached to Debesheth, and reached to the river that is before Jokneam, and turned from Sarid eastward toward the sun rising unto the border of Chisloth Tabor, and then goeth out to Daberath, and goeth up to Japhiah, and from thence passeth along on the east to Giddith Hefer and to Aita Kizrin, and goeth out to Remnon Methor and Neah, and the border compasseth on the other north side of Hanaath, and outgoings thereof are in the valley of Jiptael and Keta and Nahalal and Shim Ron and Idalah in Bethlehem. Hey, there's what I know how to say. Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. You know, I was thinking, while I'm reading this, I can think because I don't really have to think hard when I'm just pronouncing names that are, seem somewhat impronounceable, but I'm just going through it the best I can. And I was thinking, well, you know, if I was making a movie about the book of Joshua, I would have the part where he says to the surveyors, go out and survey the land and divide it up equally into seven parts and we'll cast lots. And he picks three men from each of those seven tribes to go out and do the survey. And then you cut 3 months later, you know, they come back and they've got a map and they cast lots. And then you would point to the map and you would say, this is his lot, and this is his lot. And so you could get through all of this in about 10 minutes, whereas we're going through the descriptions here. And all of the names of all of the cities and all of the names of all of the children of the tribes as they divided up the land. And it does become a little bit monotonous. But we've got a commitment here, you know, and the commitment is to go through the entire scripture, book by book, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. So I'm proud of anyone who's sticking with me through this, because I think we're getting a few gems here and there as we go through it. And I believe that our Heavenly Father rewards us as we go through His book patiently. I mean, if you really have a love for His Word, like I have a love for His Word, that means I'm going to even trudge through the muck and the mire, as it were, of all of the genealogies and all of the legal descriptions of the land. And that's what we're going through now, though I do a disservice to call it trudging through the muck and the mire, but that's kind of what it's like doing. If you've ever trudged through muck and mire, you know that it gets a little thick and it gets a little monotonous, and you know, you'll get through it. So we will get through it. We'll continue on, and we'll take whatever jewels we can find along the way. This is the inheritance, Joshua 19, chapter 19, verse 16. This is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun, according to their family, these cities with their villages. And the fourth lot came out to Issachar, for the children of Issachar, according to their families. And their border was toward Jezreel, and Chezuloth, and Shunem, and Hapharim, and Shihon, and Anaharoth, and Rabith, and Kishon, and Abez, and Ramath, and Enganim, and Enhadah, and Bethpazez, and the coast reacheth to Tabor, and Shehazimah, and Bethshemesh, and the outgoings of their border were at Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families, in the cities and their villages. And of course, a lot of these cities and villages had the names of the pagans that lived there, and in time they would change some of these names, and of course, some of them would stay the same. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher according to their families. So we're in the fifth lot. We got two more lots to go after this. And their border was Helkath, and Halai, and Beten, and Aksaph, and Alamalek, and Amad, and Mishael, and reacheth to Carmel westward, and to Sihor Libnath, and turneth toward the sunrising, and to Beth Dagon, and reacheth to Zebulun, and to the valley of Jiphthael, toward the north side of Beth Emek, and Neiel, and goeth out to Kabal on the left hand, and Hebron, and Rehob, and Hamon, and Cana, even unto great Zidon. And then the coast turneth to Ramah, and to the strong city of Tyre, and the coast turneth to Hosah, and the outgoings thereof at the sea from the coast to Akzib. Umah also, and Aphek, and Rehob, and 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out to the children of Naphtali, and for the children of Naphtali, according to their families. And their coast was from Heleph, and I just wonder for a minute here, My Wrestling, Naphtali, that's what Naphtali means, My Wrestling, a son of Jacob, with the tribe descended from him and his territory, Naphtali. So that's how we would pronounce it, Naphtali, with a F. According, the PH would be pronounced as an F, that is. And their coast was from Heleph, and Alon, and Zaananim, and Adamai, Nakeb, and Jabneel to Lakum, and the outgoings thereof were at Jordan, and Then the coast turneth westward to Azrioth-Tabor, and goeth out from thence to Hukuk, and reacheth to Zebulun on the south side, and reacheth to Asher on the west side, and to Judah upon the Jordan toward the sun rising. And the fenced cities of Zidim, and Zir, and Hamath, and Rakath, and Chinnereth, and Admah, and Ramah, and Hazor, and Kadesh, and Edrei, and Enhazor, and Iron, and Migdalal, Horem, and Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, and 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, and the cities and their villages. And the seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families. And the coast of the city, and the coast of their inheritance was Zorah, and Eshtoel, and Ir Shemesh, and Shelah Ba'in, and Ajalon, and Jethlah, and Elon, and Thimnathalah, and Ekron, and El Tekeh, and Gibbethon, and Baalath, and Jehud, and Bene Barak, and Gath Rimon, and Mijarkon, and Rakon, and with the border before Japho, and the coast of the children of Dan went out too little for them. Therefore the children of Dan went up to fight against Leshem, and took it, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and dwelt therein, and called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. So they renamed the city of Leshem Dan. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they had made an end of dividing the land for inheritance by their coast, the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua, the son of Nun, among them, according to the word of the Lord. They gave him the city which he asked, Timnath-Serah, and the Mount Ephraim, and he built the city and dwelt therein. These are the inheritance which Eleazar the priest and Joshua, the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel divided for an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before Yahuwah the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So they made an end of dividing the country. Hallelujah. Yes. And I added the hallelujah in there. Okay. We're in Joshua chapter 20 and verse 1. And you know what? We're going to pick up there next time on Cross the Border, because we're at the end of our time here today. Got about a minute, yes. So I'm going to say, invite you all to visit my website. There you'll find a link to email me. And I would like to hear from you, especially first-time listeners, just to say hi, or I'm listening, or whatever you want to say, challenges, anything, whatever. You think I'm wrong on something, you know, use that King James Bible, use that e-sword, and set me right, because I want to be right. And if I'm wrong, I want to be corrected. So visit my website, and be sure to put Cross the Border or Nicholas or something to get my attention on that email subject line so we don't pass over it. Well, as always, in everything you say and everything you do, hallelujah, praise his holy name.